Darlene was just missed. He's suffering from back spasms and not ready to play.
You know how long it might be?
Don't know. I think that should be short term, but you never know, Paul.
How did you take advantage of yesterday in terms of working through what happened on Tuesday night and moving this group forward to prepare for this game and, you know, and what's to come?
Really, just learned from what happened, moved on, talked about the real good things we did even on the road trip and how we found ways to play, and even in tight games. Used some of those examples from the LA game to even the Ranger game where we built a lead in that game and how you just have to maintain and then just moved on. Today was about Winnipeg.
Maybe some of the players in the room just now were talking about how coming into this season they wanted to be held more accountable. How they responded to you in that regard since the game?
I've said these guys have everything I've asked, they've tried to give. I think that there's been tough moments. There's been hard games that I felt we should have won. There's been games that we haven't played very well and lost. They've accepted responsibility for, you know, how those games have gone. And the challenge is to continue to get better.
What have you thought about the accountability within the group in terms of players, you know, taking accountability for some of the mistakes that are happening in games and key moments?
I think, again, that we've shown good stretches of eliminating some of the mistakes I mentioned the other night, you know, the puck play and then just some of the play around the net. And I don't even want to get into it again. We know we failed the test. We know that when we pass that test, we're a better team.
What is the point of emphasis with this club now? I mean, physical team that started great and is now struggling.
Well, you know, I think that they had an unbelievable start. Unbelievable start helps get you through tough times. Any team, yeah, you go through a tough stretch, you just got to believe in what you're doing, and you'll turn the corner. For us, we know what their strength, we know that top line's a good line. Our focus, again, is be ready to play when the puck drops in that first period, like we were the other night, but continue that type of play for the full 60 minutes.
You've really done a good job this year in the starts. The one thing it seems to have gotten you is the long change second period. How do you improve
that?
Yeah,
we spent, again, it's a realization. It's a tougher period. It's a tougher period to get off the ice. A change hurt us on a goal. The puck play hurt us. It is a lot of things change in the second period. And it is an area where we definitely have to realize that sometimes you have to make the simple play over what looks like an easy, I would say, fancy play.
You know Scott O'Neill as well.
I do, yeah. Really well.
How happy are you for him that he's back behind it, a head coach again? And just what are the hallmarks of a Scott O'Neill coach team, I guess?
He has paid his dues. He has coached in a lot of different places with a lot of good coaches. And even last year when he stepped in a few times, when Rick was out, I thought he did a great job. I think his demeanor and how he's grown with communicating with players is probably the reason that he's done such a good job this year. And I know they're in a little bit of a struggle, but tough times, you got to get all the tough times together, and he's up for that challenge.
Yesterday, did you just feel your players would get more out of sitting down, getting together, watching video, and just looking at things that way instead of maybe getting on the ice?
You look at, there's two things, Paul. There's three games in less than 5 days. We've broke down where we sometimes in these tough segments where we don't have enough energy for that last game, or maybe we're practicing too much. So it was an opportunity to do both. Clean the mind, move on, review some of our system stuff that got away from us, and at the same time make sure that we're ready to play today, that we have the most amount of energy for a game that's really important.
Luxury when you lose somebody like Darlene that you have a Bowen Byram who can come in and lead one of your power plays.
Yeah, I think, again, we have to have somebody step in and play well. We need Owen Power or Byram, each guy that on that first unit, or which guy we end up going with, to help run that unit. I think You know, we lost Thompson for a period of time, and we got through that. We're going to have to get through without Dahlin on the back end. We're going to need a little bit more from other guys.
What is your sense of just the mood and energy of the group after, you know, not skating yesterday?
The mood, after we were done the mooning, I thought everything was great. You know, I think walking in, they didn't know what to expect. And that was my job to set the tone and say, listen, we're going to learn from it. Painful. We're in this together. We're going to learn. We're going to move on. We're going to become better.